Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is the Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat Vayera. We are holding in the third parak of the Kore Mishnah Zayin, Barishona, originally, Kol Mishio Dea Likrot Kore. Anyone who knew how to read the Hebrew Psukim, the Vidui Bikurim, that we give thanks to God for bringing us to the land, they would read it by themselves. Kol Mishio Eino Yodea Likrot, someone who did not know how to read Hebrew, Makrinoto, we would read it for him, meaning the Kohanim who were there would recite one passage or one pasuk, and the man bringing the Bikurim would repeat after them, you know, pasuk by pasuk or word by word if needed. It's something to appreciate that in modern times, Baruch Hashem, there's been a resurgence of reading, speaking, using Hebrew, using Ivrit. We have Am Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael, and these Jews who came back from Babel 2,500 years ago to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of them, they only spoke Babylonian or Aramaic, and they didn't even know Hebrew, so they had to be assisted in reciting the Psukim. The Mishnah continues, Nimna'u Milahavi, when it turned out people kind of were reluctant to come, and maybe there were less people showed up, people who didn't know how to read Hebrew, they didn't want to be embarrassed to have people recite the psukim and then read after, you know, recite after. So they said, we're going to make a takana that even if a person knows how to read Hebrew by himself and he could read it, we're going to read it word by word, pasuk by pasuk, so everyone will be treated the same and no one will be embarrassed. We have a similar concept by Birkat Kohanim. We always have the Chazon recite Birkat Kohanim for the Kohanim, even though obviously they should be pretty familiar with that bracha. We have this concept. We have the Birkas HaTorah written next to the Sefer Torah so people don't have it memorized can read it. And it's really important that we try when someone's getting an aliyah or someone has some sort of kibbudim, when they're reading or reciting, that we're very sensitive, that we don't embarrass people who their Ivrit is not so fluent. Mishnah 8, Ha'ashirim, the rich people, Mevin Bikurayim, Biklatot shel kesef shel zahav. They would bring them in baskets of gold and silver. The Bartner says maybe it's lav davka. The whole basket is gold and silver. Maybe it's gold plated, silver plated. It's very fancy baskets. You know, they have these fancy baskets because they're wealthy. Haniyim mevinotam besolei nitzarim shel arva klufa. And the poorer would bring them in woven baskets of fibers of an arava, that's our willow, klufa, that's peeled. So apparently it looks better when it's peeled. And both the baskets and the bikurim were given to the Kohanim. Now the Barnur explains this was by the Anim. By the Anim, their baskets were now property of Kohanim, but by the Ashirim, they got their baskets back. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma quips, Botar Onya Azla Onyusa, after the poor goes poverty. And it's sort of a remark observing that these poor people had to give them the basket also. Now, there's a couple things going on here. So maybe it's because their bikurim were a little lesser. They gave less bikurim that they considered it good. The anim considered it good to give their baskets also because they weren't giving as much bikurim as the wealthy. The other issue here, some of Farshim say, is the anim, the poor, they were weaving their baskets, bitahara, with the purpose in mind to give these baskets along with bikurim. They would make brand new baskets every year to give with the Bikurim, where the rich people who had a nice gold-plated basket just lying around the house already there were not building a new basket for the purposes of Bikurim. So in some ways, this offering of the Aniyim, even though it's a more simple, undecorated, not gold-plated basket, is more desirable and more chamud, b'enei Hashem or b'enei Kohanim, than the offering of the Ashirim. So it's a beautiful thing to think about. We have a concept in Yiddishkeit, Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamit, whether you're doing a lot or doing a little, Bevot Yekoven Lezliba L'Shemayim. As long as your intention is L'Shem Shemayim, even if you're doing a little bit, that's considered a beautiful thing. Shabbat Shalom, Rabotai, Zay Gezunt.